become very accustomed to the words we hear and pray at the Mass. But in a few months' time, English speakers will be faced with a momentous change when they go to church. That's because this year at Advent we'll see the introduction of the new English translation of the Roman Missal, which is more accurate and faithful to the original Latin text. Pope Benedict has said that he prays that the change will serve as a springboard for a renewal and deepening of Eucharistic devotion all over the English-speaking world. Church leaders say the Mass will remain the same after the introduction of the new Missal, but parts of it will sound different. So what effect will these changes have on the Mass we currently use? And just how different will it sound? To find out more, I spoke to Monsignor Andrew Wadsworth, head of the International Commission on English in the Liturgy, known as ICEL. I began by asking him to tell us more about the reasons for embarking upon this new translation.
Well, even when the current version, the Missal that we use now, was promulgated in 1973, it was thought that probably there would be a revision of that text pretty quickly afterwards. Most people thought that within 5 or 10 years there'd be a second version of the Missal. We've waited 40 years for the revision, so I suppose it's rather timely.
How sweeping are the changes that have been made to the text? Has literally everything sort of changed? Can you give us some examples?
Well, it's the same Mass, but it'll sound different. The people's parts are largely the same, but the changes will seem quite noticeable, certainly when we start to use them. Some of the more obvious changes are in the basic dialogues of the Mass. The first one that we use when the priest says, "The Lord be with you," instead of saying, "and also with you," we shall say, "and with your spirit."
And what were some of the challenges you faced in trying to make the translations as accurate as possible? Because, of course, English is not a language that's primarily derived from Latin.
One of the difficulties in producing an English translation of a Latin text is that if we want to retain as much of the content of the meaning of the original, then we set ourselves a very great challenge. And that has been one of the challenges that the new translation hopes to meet. So trying to express as much of the content of the original Latin, but in a form which is acceptable in English and is sufficiently dignified and beautiful for our worship.
And what feedback have you received so far from those who've seen the advanced copies?
Well, I should say that, of course, as a work of the Church, it's already the work of many hands. It's been 10 years in the making, and during the various stages of the consultation in relation to the text, among all of the English-speaking bishops in the ICEL countries, that's 11 different bishops' conferences, it's true to say that thousands and thousands of people have been involved in that consultation, and the reactions have been overwhelmingly positive. Obviously, everybody finds change slightly unnerving and at times difficult, but I must say that once people are exposed to the text, whether it's in the form of a day conference or a workshop, or whether it's a more official consultation as part of the process, the reactions tend to be very positive.
But presumably there have been some fears expressed on the part of some of the faithful, but particularly the elderly, of course, who find it difficult to cope with changes when they've spent all their lives, speaking in a certain way, and now suddenly everything's changing.
Not just the elderly. I think everybody. We've spent 40 years using this text every time we celebrate the Mass in English. We've come to love it. We've come to know it very well. It's been the liturgy which has in many ways shaped our understanding of the mystery that we celebrate. So there will be a certain apprehension as we move away from something that's familiar and accept the challenge of something which in many ways is quite new.
So how are you going about implementing the changes, helping people to become gradually more familiar with it? Are you setting up a sort of certain process for doing that?
Well, those decisions are in the hands of the bishops' conferences. The 11 conferences which make up the ICEL group are all implementing the full text of the Missal on the 27th of November of this year, the first Sunday in Advent. But some of them are anticipating that process by implementing the order of Mass, that's the parts of the Mass that don't change, at an earlier stage. That's already happened in South Africa and in New Zealand. It's about to happen in Australia, and it will happen in England and Wales at the beginning of September.
Now, what for you are the greatest gifts, the greatest richness of this new translation?
Well, I would say that the new translation expresses rather more fully the content of these beautiful and often very ancient texts which we use in the celebration of the Mass. There is a more obvious connection with the scriptures, which are the greatest single source of our liturgy and which inspire so much of our liturgical celebration. And also there is a richer use of the vocabulary of faith that we use in our liturgical prayers and by which we express what we truly believe.
And there aren't some people then who are mounting campaigns to campaign against
it?
Well,
I think at an earlier stage there were anxieties which expressed themselves in that way. But I think for the most part, given that the train has left the station and we're about to implement this text, I think people are happy to get on with this and to accept that in using a new liturgical text, we shall all, once we get over the initial shock of something different, we shall all come to know it and to love it.
I was speaking to Monsignor Andrew Wadsworth, Executive Director of the International Commission on English in the Liturgy.